Hey, Faye Blaze.
Hi.
Hey, Trisha Foster. How are you?
Good.
You guys, you slept in a car. Not in a car. You slept in a tent last night.
We did. We slept with beautiful nature.
Yeah.
Up in the state of Oregon?
Yes. Yeah, Ashland. We played Ashland last night, and we knew we only had a few hours to lay our heads, so we pitched a tent.
That's pretty.
And did that.
And then
now we're here.
You got up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Not to get the iPhone 5S, but
no.
To drive here and play.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we do at that time of the morning. We just get up and go, you know? Who needs sleep when you've got music
or,
and love?
Or meth.
Or meth, yeah.
Either way.
No, don't do drugs.
Faye Blaze and Trisha Foster playing tonight at Cafe Nooner. Let's start with a song, and then we will figure out who you are as people.
Sure. Well, let's start with the first track of my new album. This one's called "The Pursuit."
Love yourself.
Faye Blaze, Trisha Foster playing tonight. Dinner show at Cafe Nooner. What was so funny right then?
Oh, nothing. We just like to try to trip each other out while we play. It's a little game we play.
And I had a frog in my throat.
Oh, did you? I didn't even notice. I didn't see it hop off.
It's cool now.
Lame.
It's pretty obvious.
So you, Faye Blaze, you've got life figured out because you spend half the year in Canada and half the year in Australia.
Yeah.
How did that come to be?
Well, I after I finished uni, I left to go traveling and to live in Asia, actually, for a year and a half, and ended up recording and releasing an album there and playing loads of music over there, and just sort of wasn't ready to get back to Canada yet. And I was just loving what was coming out of Australia, and so I decided to go over there and release my new album and tour, and I sort of fell in love with Australia at that point and lived there for a year and a half, and then have since been sort of going back and forth every year and just ditching my winters. I sort of kind of skipped three during my time in Asia and Australia while I was living in both places, and I came back and it was so cold and I was just like, I don't know if I can do this again. And so I've sort of been cheating Mother Nature and touring my summers in Canada and then touring my winters in Australia every year.
Endless summer style.
Endless summers, yeah.
That is, you've got it cracked. Nice going.
Thank you.
So just socially, you've got a circle of friends in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say goodbye to them? Do you just like have a 6-month party, or do you just like do the French exit where you just disappear?
You know, I started doing the big parties and then it just started happening too often and I was like, oh God. I think I'm just going to slip out the back.
So when they see you, it's like, oh, Faye's back in town.
Yeah, it sort of feels like I never left because we're all really touring all the time. So everybody's always kind of coming and going and flying out here and coming back from there. And it's sort of just the way we live now, I think.
It seems like you're living the best possible life.
Yeah, it is awesome, except for 4:45 alarm clocks on days like today. And
sorry.
And it's amazing. It really is.
Are you going to take
a
nap
a nice
later?
Sunrise.
Yeah,
this morning.
It was gorgeous.
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
A sunrise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like where I'm not going to bed while it's happening.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, good point.
Well, the show is tonight. It's at Cafe Nooner, and I mean, they do a lot of good stuff up there, but they make a seriously good cupcake.
Yay!
They really know what they're doing in terms of cupcakes. Let's do another tune. Faye Blaze, Trisha Foster.
This is a track that I actually wrote for my brother and sister-in-law for their wedding a couple years ago. This one's on the new album as well. This one's called The Ways I Love You.
Beyond all the tightest doors.
They still married?
What's that? They are.
Oh, good.
Yes,
okay.
They are. With two babies already.
Oh, wow.
Who I miss so much. They're so adorable.
What are their names?
Caden and Hudson.
Caden and Hudson?
Yeah.
So your nephews?
Nephews, yeah.
Nephews. Yeah. Are they very different from each other?
Yeah. You know, the youngest one is still like under a year, only like 6 months. So he's just starting to like get his little man face happening. Well, boy face.
He's got
not
a
non-baby
face. He's got
face.
A goatee.
He's got a goatee.
And he's got some.
He's got a little flavor saver there.
Oh my God, a baby with a soul patch.
A soul patch. Yeah. That'd be hilarious. But no, he's, they're so cute. They're different, but they look a lot alike for sure.
What is... No, okay, let's go back to the babies for a second. I was going to ask you a really weird question. But, okay, you have cats. Have you ever had cats?
I don't, no. I'm more of a dog person, actually.
Have you ever had multiple dogs?
No.
Okay.
No.
Trisha, Foster?
I've had two cats.
Yeah? Now, when you have the two cats, like, I found myself when I had two cats, I felt like they were the opposite of each other. Did you have that?
Yeah, well, one was male and one was female, so that was the first.
That's a starting point.
Yeah, that's the start. And then, yes, well, I mean, generally, I think female cats are more independent, and male cats are more cuddly and needy, and they used to just fight a lot. This is based on slight facts.
Slight facts.
Like, personal observation.
You came to the right place for slight facts, Trisha Foster. No, as you think about it, my cats are totally the same. My lady cat, may she rest in peace. So she couldn't care less.
Independent.
About it. But yeah, you have this idea that like, wow, they're on the opposite ends of the spectrum, and then you get like that third cat, and you're like, oh, the spectrum's way different than I thought it was.
Yeah.
That's why human babies are so interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you have the two, you're like, they couldn't be more different.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh no, they're like almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
Very true. So you've been on the road since August.
Yeah.
Sleeping in tents.
Yeah. Well, no. Only a couple times. This was the second time we whipped it out, actually.
Third
time? Maybe. Oh, yeah. Third time. But the second time we didn't sleep in it.
But we tried.
Are you a backpacker? Do you enjoy it?
You know what? I've done a lot of backpacking, a lot of traveling when I was younger. And I still really enjoy camping out because we do spend most of our nights in hotels and in, you know, the generosity of people who take us in and billet us or things like that. So,
billet?
It's, or mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, if a venue puts you up or somebody okay. in town is, you know, organized to have you stay at their place or whatever, or the random kindness of strangers some nights.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's cool sometimes to just like, tent out and have our own little space and have a fire and make our food and live off the land. It's a good little reset. I always like spending a night out in nature. It's good.
So you'll like take your guitar out and go like bludgeon a feral animal and
no.
cook it over fire.
No,
in a
no,
vegan
we don't
kind
go
of
that
way.
Far. Yeah.
Are you vegan?
Well, veganish.
Veganish.
Yeah. I was vegan for a long time and now I'm eating salmon.
Oh.
And now people are telling me I can't eat I can't eat Pacific salmon.
Yeah, don't eat
I can
Pacific
only
salmon.
Eat Atlantic salmon. So, geez.
Well, Atlantic
back
salmon.
Down to where I started almost.
How about this? How about maybe go back to vegan? Because it turns out it's really complicated. The Atlantic salmon sometimes, and I understand this to be true because I've heard it from so many like fish biologists, but apparently it's a thing where they'll catch cod, dye it pink, and sell it as Atlantic salmon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Let's watch out for those fisheries.
Okay.
Maybe let's go back to veganism. You're in good company. Bill Clinton. Justin
really?
Timberlake,
Ellen.
I think. Who?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, it's working. It's working.
That's right. It feels good for sure. It feels good. You like your body feels good, you know?
You know who else is a vegan?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
No way.
Swear to God.
Oh,
well, okay, that's what he says.
Yeah,
I'm not tracking his every move.
Yeah, if you can understand him. Yeah. He probably said something completely different.
I'm vegetarian, right? And I look at vegans going, like, man, you guys are hardcore. And then I read that Mike Tyson was. I was like, what's my excuse?
Yeah.
Well,
you will
be playing tonight at Cafe Nooner, and it's a dinner show. And what's so cool about that is just like the whole music. People will call this radio show and then want to hear like something that is wildly inappropriate given the context of like midday radio. You know, like there are all these factors that play in. But when you have a dinner show, much like a house concert, like everything just sort of like it's all pointed in the same direction. The music, the food, the experience, the camaraderie, like it's all there. Mm-hmm. And that is what makes the proverbial cookie crumble.
Yeah. Yes, so, totally.
Before we hear the last song, I want to ask, we'll start with Trisha Foster, who's playing bass. Mm-hmm. I like your hair color, by the way.
Thank you.
What color? Is that magenta?
Well, it used to be vampire red, and now it went through cerise, and now I'm not quite sure what it is. It had a skull on it. I liked it.
Where is the weirdest place you woke up in a tent? Where is the weirdest place you've ever woken up?
That's highly inappropriate for midday afternoon radio.
Okay, you think about it. We'll kick it over to Faye again. Where is the weirdest place that you've ever awoken?
Oh, God. That didn't give me enough time to think there. I'm not sure. Jeez, I do remember once waking up in a beanbag chair. That's not that weird. But I think I had pinched a nerve in my back through sleeping in a beanbag chair one night and woke up and thought I was going to die because I had such a crazy pain at this one point in my body, and it turned out it was just a pinched nerve. So I guess that was a weird.
That's a weird way to wake up. Yeah,
scenario
in agony and a beanbag chair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that probably doesn't happen that much on Earth.
I don't know if I've ever told that story actually since it happened. Weird.
Now there's a cutoff with beanbag chairs, though. Like if you're 16 and you wake up in a beanbag chair, totally cool. But if you're like 48,
yeah. Well, I wasn't 48.
You're just living the dream if you're waking up at 48.
Trisha Foster. Yeah. If you're 48 and you wake up in a beanbag chair, you are doing it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to adjust my worldview starting now. Okay, Trisha, back to you. Weirdest way you've ever woken up?
Way
or place you choose.
Okay, there's been a lot, but we once had to sleep in a van overnight on a tour that I did with two other friends of mine at a ferry to go to Newfoundland in Canada. So we were in line to get to the ferry like 8 hours before we were supposed to because there was a hurricane and they had postponed our ferry. So we went swimming in the ocean during a hurricane, which is not a good idea. We survived that, had a couple of shots, and slept in the van. And when we woke up the next morning, one of the girls went inside to pee. And when she came back and opened the door, she went, "Oh my God!" and couldn't believe the smell that was happening in the van. And so I just woke up to somebody judging me a lot that morning.
Oh, wow.
And we were three girls. So people think that like three girls touring in a van smells like, you know, unicorns and lollipops, and apparently it's not the case.
No, it's 2013. We know it's not the case.
Yeah, so we just opened up all the windows and got on that ferry.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on. My God.
First of all, I told you it was going to be highly inappropriate.
This whole story changed when I realized you were actually talking about, like, a boat.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, this is fantastical. Like a
oh, yeah.
On a mythical story.
So I was
way.
On acid. And I was going to ride the ferry back.
Again.
That's amazing.
She had beautiful ears.
Open to interpretation.
Yeah, based on slight facts and memory.
Wait, so did I get this right? You woke up in a foul-smelling van, in the belly of a ferry, in a hurricane.
post-hurricane.
Okay.
But yes.
But you were on the water? The ferry
No,
was
not
the...
even. We were about to get there. But it was like waking up in a parking lot. And when we got to the parking lot, there was nobody in it. When we woke up, it was packed with people. And I was in the bucket seat in the front with my mouth open, drooling a little bit. In a beanbag with people pointing at us.
I was the one in the beanbag.
No, just
kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
These are good stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably not the best. It's the one that we could think of.
Yeah.
And that's
totally
appropriate.
That's right.
The story of every conversation ever.
Yeah. Come to the show tonight. After a couple of drinks, I'm sure I'll think of more.
Oh, my God. Everybody bring your where did you wake up story to the show tonight. Everybody go to Cafe Nooner and then look for Faye and Trisha. Trisha's the one with the red hair. Sorry. What was the color you call it?
Sissy's? It's called Vampire Red.
Vampire Red.
Vampires are in.
And then Trish is Sorry. Faye. No. That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say the person with the self-doubt about the veganism.
Oh, well, no, it's not self-doubt. It's just hazy in general.
The hazy vegan.
Yeah.
The Gemini.
No, that came out wrong. Yeah, I'm a Gemini. That should hopefully explain it.
Okay. We'll look for the...
The me's aren't sure.
What can you send us out with?
I'll send you out with a sort of country-ish, I guess. Country to me. As country as I get for my indie folk-ism. But this one's sort of, I guess, the title track of the album, sort of. The album's called On the Bright Side. And this is a song called Ball of Light. Ball of light, you told me to stay the night, but
but you didn't go through with it to you. Oh, look at me, I'm such a fool, you see, 'cause I thought you'd stick around for good. Oh, oh, oh. Turn away, 'cause light will stray, and at the end of the day, it'll roll on down the same. The same old, oh, the same old, oh, no, no, oh, the same. Don't turn away. Myself was overgrown, aching for the shade to lick my blistered wounds. Such a change to bear, a whole lonely darkness wears. No ball of light, don't you shine on it again. Oh, oh. Don't turn away, 'cause light will stray, and at the end of the day, we'll roll on down the same, the same old, oh, the same old, oh, no, no, oh, the same. Don't turn away now, 'cause light will stray, and at the end of the day, we'll roll on down the same, oh, oh. The same old, the same old, not the same. Don't turn away, no, 'cause the light will stray, and at the end of the day, we'll roll down the same.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I sometimes get up at 4 in the morning, and it sucks. So thank you for doing that for all of us today. It was super fun to have you here.
Our pleasure.
Faye Blaze and Trish Foster. Faye Blaze, Blaze, sorry, that S is too hard.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like between a Z and an S.
Yeah.
You are playing tonight Cafe Nooner for the dinner show. People can call Cafe Nooner for tickets and information. And again, bring your "Where did you wake up?" stories, because somebody out there is going to have a real doozy. I know it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, Trisha the Fairy Foster, Faye the Gemini Blaze. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you too. And enjoy your day in Humboldt County. It's a beautiful area.